This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, and man, do we have a rambunctious show for you tonight on a Tuesday. I know about the comments from Pam Bondi. I know your concerns, and we are going to get to those kind of right away, but I'm going to take a little while to get there. I'll explain it a little bit. We have our crappiest country in the world tournament. It continues. Cash Patel testified in front of the Senate today. We'll play you some of that. A poll shows U.S. patriotism hits an all-time low. Americans are jealous of other people's travel. All that. Some guy accidentally poisoned himself, and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I got all your emails and all your anger about Pam Bondi in her comments earlier. There are several of them. In case you don't know, maybe you're just now turning on the news. Maybe this is your first consummation. I don't think consummation. The first way you've consumed information today, maybe it is, but there's a lot going around about Pam Bondi saying this on Kate Miller's podcast.
There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
Okay. That's so bad it's bordering on disastrous, bordering on fireable. But I need to explain why that's such a big deal. And you already sense it. I have so many emails like this. Oracle, does Trump know how horrible Bondi is at her job? Clearly the worst appointment he's made. Dear Tomahawk, I've been patient with Bondi. I think she's getting close to getting it. Then she lets me down. I believe the latest hate speech clip is the last straw. So, okay. So I'm going to come back to that. And it's going to take me a little while. Trust me, I'm beginning now. And I will get to her specifically, okay? I will get to her, the Attorney General. I'm going to bore you to tears right about now, and I need to warn you ahead of time. You are going to probably find this a little monotonous and boring. It's just going to take me a couple minutes, but I want to get through this because it's important. Because I want you to be crystal clear on what is happening and what is coming in this country. And in order to do this, I want to give a shout out to my boy at Stocking Mill Coffee, actually. But his name's Eddie. He's a wonderful guy. But he's the one who put up this chart, which I had seen several times before. But he's the one who put it up today. So I wanted to tell you about this pyramid that exists. You know about things like a food pyramid, right? You know, you understand a food pyramid. A pyramid chart, essentially, is what it is. I just want to clarify that that's what I'm about to discuss with you. Now, what kind of pyramid are we discussing? No, it's not going to be the food pyramid. This one has a couple different labels, okay? The first label on this one, and it's widely spread in communist circles, this is a central part of the communist belief system. What it really is the communist step-by-step plan to infiltrate and destroy a country. Do you want to hear what it is? Actually, the label on it is preparation for revolutionary cadres and of masses for revolution. That's the label, all right? And part of it is preparation of parallel hierarchies for taking over government positions. Okay, those are the labels of it. You got me? Like I said, it might get boring. Stay with me. At the very, very bottom of the pyramid, now here's how I want you to remember this. We are reading from the beginning to the end. Think about this like a timeline. How does it begin? then where do you go for the next step? And then the next step, and then the next step, and then the final step. What is it? Okay, so stay with me here. The first step, this is what they focus on. Dissatisfaction with political, economic, social, administrative, and or other conditions. Next step, this is what they're trying to foment in society. Creation of atmosphere of wider discontent through propaganda, lies, political and psychological effort, discrediting the government, police, and military authorities. None of this is sounding familiar, right? You haven't seen any of this in your lifetime. And by the way, this is decades they've been working on this. You need to go all the way back to the 50s, the 60s is when they really tried to implement this as we walk through the timeline. What's the next step? Agitation, forming a favorable public opinion, advocating national cause, creation of distrust of established institutions. Next step, increased agitation. Think about the 60s. Unrest, disaffection, infiltration of administration, police, military, and national organizations, slowdowns and strikes. None of this, any of this sound ringing any bells for you here? What's next? How many times have we read about China's foreign involvement here? Chinese spies, Chinese spy balloons, Chinese theft, China. Here's the next step. Infiltration by foreign communists, agents, and agitators, and foreign propaganda material, money, weapons, and equipment. None of that sounded familiar? Next, recruitment of fellow travelers. Next, penetration into labor unions, student, and national organizations, and into all parts of society. Next, spreading of subversive organizations into all sectors of life of a country. How's your public library? How's that drag show going? Next, establishment of national front organizations and liberation movement. How's Antifa doing these days? How widespread is it? Across the country. Across the country. Now we're nearing the end. The next step. Intensification of propaganda, increase of disaffection, psychological preparation of the masses for revolt. How many times have we spoken in the last week about just how high the percentage is of Democrats who believe death, your death, my death, is necessary? They have been prepared over and over again. Next step, overt and covert pressures against the government, strikes, riots, disorders. Hey, George Floyd, we're in the middle of all this right now. Next step, sabotage and terror to demonstrate weakness of the government. Now, we're on the last few. The next step, and you better believe this is going on right now. In fact, I'm going to play this for you really quickly. Listen closely. This is from Kash Patel's testimony today. This is something.
Unfortunately, it has been leaked that there was a Discord chat. And for those unfamiliar with it, it's a gaming chat room online that the suspect participated in. And we're also going to be investigating anyone and everyone involved in that Discord chat.
Okay, very good. I see the public reports that the Discord thread had as many as 20 additional users. It sounds like you're trying to run down all of that to see if that's accurate. Who else may have been on that thread, what they may have known. Is that fair to say?
It's a lot more than that. We're running them all down.
It's a lot more than 20?
Yes, sir.
And you're running all of that to ground?
Every single one.
Yeah.
Increased underground activities to demonstrate strength of revolutionary organization. Intense sapping of morale of government, administration, police, and military. The final three. Increased political violence. Terror, sabotage. Now, these last two are considered to be above ground. You should know the others were all classified as being underground. You do this as quietly as possible. The last two, minor guerrilla actions, all the way to the final step, large-scale guerrilla actions. This may mean nothing to you. Just a pyramid. You've probably never even heard of it before. You need to really, really, really comprehend and understand to the communists, this is the Bible. This is the step-by-step playbook. Those Legos you put together as a kid, or maybe now, no judgment here, where you go through step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to step 100. I have to do this, and then I do this, and then I do that. That's what this is. The instruction manual to destroy a nation and have the communists conquer it. I just laid it out for you. Any of it sound familiar? Of course it did. This is happening now. We are in the middle of it. In fact, forget the middle. We're towards the end game of it. Now let's dig in and tear this apart a little bit more. Before we tear this apart, and I will get to Pam Bondi. It's going to come back to her. You know Fred went to the vet today? Did you know Fred has not been to the vet for a year? You know why he had to go today? Oh, he was just getting some shots. Fred has not visited the vet for sickness since the day we started sprinkling rough greens on Fred's food. Did you know that? What's a vet trip cost you? It's backbreaking, isn't it? Backbreaking. People are under the mistaken impression that rough greens costs them money. Rough greens save you money. It's America's number one dog supplement because it finally gives your dog vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and omega oils and all the things your dog needs. Your dog's at the vet because your dog doesn't get nutrition. Dog food is dead food. Rough Greens will bring your dog back to life and keep your dog alive. RoughGreens.com gets you a free jumpstart trial bag with the promo code Jesse. Or call them 214-ROUGH-DOG. Promo code Jesse. We continue to walk through this next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. As we walk through it, we're going to end with Pam Bondi, but we are walking through our current situation right now. And I wanted to use that opening to drive home that there has been for decades a step-by-step planned, organized, I say attempt, but they're well on their way, overthrow of the United States of America by communists who began decades ago. I just walked you through it all. You can't jump right in and do the open guerrilla movement. You'd get smashed. It's a long march through the institutions. It was called by the communists a long march for a reason. They stress to their followers, you can't do it at once. You'll get discovered, smashed, and eliminated. Slowly, step by step by step. But that was then. Let's deal with where we are now, because clearly some people need to understand the seriousness of this situation. This is a headline. Breaking. This is from Current Revolt. Local DFW Antifa group possibly tied to the Kirk assassination. It's known as the Elm Fork John Brown Gun Club. What is the Elm Fork John Brown Gun Club? You've never heard of them. Well, do you remember? It wasn't long ago. Do you remember when that group, that tranny Antifa group, when they carried out an attack on the Texas ICE facility? Maybe you forgot about it, and maybe you never heard about it because no federal agent was killed. There was only one person shot, and it was one of them. And so it was one of those headlines because it didn't result in tragedy for the good guys. We heard about it, we talked about it, then we moved on. But there are details there I really want you to understand, and trust me, I'm going somewhere with this. You need to park it and pay attention. There was not one guy. There was one guy shot. This was an organized attack that ended up failing for a variety of different reasons. Some of them chickened out, some were discovered, but this was not a one-off. This was an organized platoon of weaponized communists with weapons in their hands who were openly attacking a federal facility. Now, I want to stress this. For one, I want to give Dad a Republican. She's on X. She's brilliant. A lot of credit for digging through the research on a lot of this stuff. But this is not one group. They're all across the country. Have you ever heard of Armed Queers SLC? Of course you haven't. Armed Queers SLC is the name of the group. Of course, SLC stands for Salt Lake City. What are they doing? Well, they had an event February 25th. It was a workshop talking about things like community defense. I'll go ahead and skip over a few things and get to this. These groups are operating across the United States of America, and I know we like to think about them as a bunch of pink feather boa wearing dorks who can't lift up 5 pounds, and they may wear pink feather boas, and they may not be able to lift up 5 pounds, but they can lift up guns, and they've been training and organizing. Training and organizing and forming violent terror cells across the country. And this brings me to more things I want to talk about. These violent terror cells, they are in a roundabout way funded by communists, both international and national. And I want to stress that some of this will be vague because we don't know the answers. And I'll get to why that is. Communists create groups, NGOs, nonprofits. They have, and I need to stress this to you, they have an army of trained, highly intelligent lawyers because they conquered the justice system, well, at least the law schools a long time ago. Now, many of the top lawyers in our country are committed communists. Those lawyers work together with other individuals to protect themselves with layers of legality. Meaning, if you try to put together the communist network, the funding network, how this group works with that group and that group works with that group, you can only follow the breadcrumbs so far until you run into a legal loophole. You're not allowed to just charge through because they studied the law. They know the law. They can know they can bury money here and then give money there and then have plausible deniability here. And this network is not one group. It's not one organization. The funding groups are many. The terror groups are many. And this organization, or I should say, these organizations exist in all 50 states across the United States of America. This is not just in Massachusetts and California. Wherever you reside, these organizations exist. They create street violence. They fund terror groups. They fund just regular old riots in the streets. They fund things like all that local drag queen festival. They are the communist activists, and they have covered themselves in the law, and they now operate all across the United States of America. It's ominous, isn't it? It's a lot to take in, to sit and think about it. Well, I'm glad. Yeah, I wanted it to be a lot to take in, because that brings us to Pam Bondi, the Trump administration, Kash Patel, and others. We'll talk about them in a moment. Before we talk about them, I want to make sure you also understand the very dark network online of thieves. You know, we wonder, if you ever wondered, where are the modern day bank robbers? You know, where are all those people? Where's the John Dillinger? They all went online. And they don't rob banks now, they rob you. They steal your identity. They are in search of your identity constantly. It's all they do. It's a full-time job, finding your email address, your social security number. And when they get a hold of the critical information they need, they will drain your bank account, wipe out your credit, essentially destroy you. They'll take out mortgages in your name, and you'll have no idea until you get denied a credit card and you find out I'm wiped out. LifeLock will alert you when threats are there. And more importantly, they will make you whole if the worst happens. Save up to 40% in your first year with the promo code Jesse. LifeLock.com, promo code Jesse. Don't wait till the worst happens. Then they can't help. Or call 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Jesse. Terms apply. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to what we were discussing here. I'll allow Stephen Miller in about 30 seconds to kind of put a fine point on what I just said. Essentially, in case you're just now joining us, the communist infiltration is very complete across this country in many, many ways. It is backed by money, backed by legality, lawyers, organizations. There are weaponized tranny terror arms. They are training with weapons in the open. They organize firearm training. They have already launched fights or operations, raids essentially, against ICE facilities in Texas. They assassinated, by all appearances, Charlie Kirk. We still don't know who tried to blow Donald Trump's head off. We don't know who he was texting with. We still don't know all the information of Ryan Ralph. What we know is it's increasing. Now listen to Stephen Miller.
Yes, so I believe what you're referring to is there are these nonprofit entities that organize, as the president mentioned, attacks on ICE officers, attacks on Border Patrol agents, organized doxing campaigns, which are a violation of federal law. They break off cement and they bring into riots. They have organized drop points for weapons, organized drop points for a gas mask, organized drop points for all the materials necessary to launch a riot. And of course, you saw that during the Black Lives Matter riots as well, too. So there's this whole network of organizations. And I think the key point the president's been making is somebody is paying for all of this. This is not happening for free. And so under the president's direction, the attorney general is going to find out who is paying for it, and they will now be criminally liable for paying for violence.
Okay. Now that that's all wrapped up in a bow, take that little package, the terror, the communist infiltration, take that little package and set that aside. We're going to get one more little package before we talk directly about Pam. John Brennan. James Comey, others. These aren't street-level terror groups. These are individuals who come from the highest levels of power inside of our political apparatus. John Brennan was the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Pause for a moment and just consider the power that comes with that. You are the man in charge of the largest, by far the largest, intelligence apparatus on planet Earth. You have so much power at your disposal, it's frightening. Your job is to know what all the enemies of the United States of America are doing around the world, and oftentimes your job is to do things to stop that. That is your job as head of the Central Intelligence Agency. John Brennan, instead, took the Central Intelligence Agency and launched an operation against Donald Trump on behalf of the communists in this country. Now, we're just going to focus on Brennan, but keep in mind, this applies to Comey and all the rest of them. Now, that's as connected gets. All the money that comes with that. All the connections who come with that. Do you know what money buys you in this situation? Lawyers. Anybody who's ever had to deal with lawyers, anyone will tell you this 100% fact. When it comes to lawyers, you get what you pay for every single time. The difference between a $100 an hour lawyer and a $1,000 an hour lawyer is the difference between night and day. It's the difference between you getting off scot-free, maybe with a slap on the wrist, or you spending the rest of your natural life in prison. That's the difference in those kind of lawyers. Now, John Brennan has to burn for what he did. He has to burn, and he has to burn publicly. In order to make that happen, Pam Bondi has to essentially climb the Mount Everest of legal cases. She has to prove an ongoing conspiracy in a vast network where she will have to take apart classified this, classified that, this guy who clams up, this guy who pleads the fifth. And all the while, she's going to be dealing with probably $2,000 an hour attorneys of the highest, highest regard. The greatest lawyers, not in America, on planet Earth. There will be an army of them surrounding James Comey, John Brennan, and so many of the others. And Pam Bondi has to take them down. And she has to take them down. Because remember that pyramid I read about in the beginning? We're towards the end game. We're towards the tippy top of it. It's no longer some angry hippies in the streets during Vietnam holding signs in the air. It's now trained, organized, tranny commies with weapons, killing people, planning things out, plotting things. We've gotten way, way past the 60s now. The communists have accomplished step after step after step. We are towards the end game. Pam Bondi has to succeed. I cannot stress this enough. She has two jobs. Take the deep state John Brennan types, try them, and put them in prison. And her second job is to tear apart the communist network that has been taking root in this country for decades. The communist network backed by billions of dollars and radical foot soldiers. Those two tasks, if her job was only one of those, it would be monumental. It would be so difficult for an attorney general, even with an army of attorneys, to do one of those two jobs. But instead of that, she has to do both. Both jobs. Pam Bondi doesn't have to climb the legal Mount Everest. She has to climb it twice. And she has to do it in 3 years. She has 3 years to take these networks down and send people to prison. I wanted to lay all this out before we got to her latest comments, because when I make these comments, when I talk about her comments, I should say, I know you know that I don't care if you think I'm mean. I don't care about offending people. It doesn't bother me. And if you think I'm mean or offensive, it won't bother me at all. But I wanted to make this point because when I say what I'm about to say, it's not that I'm being mean to Pam Bondi. It's that the stakes of this game we're playing here will decide how long the United States of America continues to be a country you recognize. The stakes of this game are so much higher than you or I may want to believe or imagine. This could be the difference in America lasting 50 more years or 250 more years. The job Pam Bondi has to do right now may very well determine the kind of country your children live in. Those are the stakes. So you can send me your email if you're mad at me about what I'm about to say. Tell me to be nice. Tell me to just trust Trump. Tell me to whatever kind of idiocy you're about to say. That's fine. I don't care. You're welcome. Let your voice be heard. But I wanted to stress, I'm not being mean. This is everything. This is my son laying on the table about to have brain surgery. I don't want to hear excuses for why the brain surgeon might have shaky hands that day. No, 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 no. You go perform because my everything is at stake. Pam Bondi is the brain surgeon, and our country is laying on the table. We don't have time for niceties. We don't have time for learning on the job. Either she's the one who can do the two tasks that must be done, or she must be fired. I will discuss it next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We just kind of laid out where we are as a country here. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We should get to the Cash Patel hearing today in just a few. But remember back before anybody was confirmed as Attorney General? Do you remember when I came on the air and I told you this? She's going to be, from what I'm told, normal. And we can't afford normal. The most important job, the most important nominee. Honestly, attorney general might be more important than the presidency itself when you look at the levels of criminality and corruption inside of our government. The next attorney general has to tear through the government like a blowtorch through butter to clean the criminals out of the government. And I have seen and heard nothing that lead me to believe Pam Bondi is going to be that one. Now, remember the Epstein client dust up? The Epstein client list. Everybody remembers this little bit when Pam Bondi went on Fox News. Now, I want you to listen specifically. Because remember, there's no such thing as a list. As I told you, there are boxes and boxes of files and names here and names there and names here. No one put all the names on an Excel spreadsheet, okay? The list, the client list, is not a thing that actually exists. There's a bunch of information out there. Pam Bondi was asked on Fox News about the list. The host asks about the list. Remember what she said?
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive.
What did that show? She didn't even know what was on her desk. She knew dang well there was no paper with a list, but she was asked by the host about the list. Did she correct him? Did she say what I just laid out for you right there? No. She said what he wanted to hear. She said what you wanted to hear. Now, more than anything, that reveals a mentality that is not ready to do what we just laid out needs to be done. Which brings me, of course, to this tidbit, which we already brought up from the Kate Miller podcast. Now, I just laid out the terror cells that have to be defunded and teared apart, and the deep state that must be thrown into prison. Does this sound to you like the person who was up to that task?
There's free speech, and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
Hate speech is a communist term to police what you can say. We don't need the Attorney General of the United States of America doing the podcast circuit, sounding like an 18-year-old girl with no life experience, talking about targeting hate speech. Madam Attorney General, you have before you the task of saving the United States of America. Let me play it for you again. Does this sound like the pit bull who's going to carve communism out of our institutions, or does this sound like a 20-year-old congressional staffer doing her first ever hit in the podcast circuit? What in the name of everything is this?
There's free speech, and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
What did you just say? Are you, what?
Please stop this in the name of a just, merciful God.
I can't even believe it's real. Oh, don't think that's the worst of it. She went right to Fox News and said this. Remember, Office Depot, somebody brought in a request for them to make a poster for Charlie Kirk. Some filthy communist who worked for Office Depot said he wouldn't do it. Office Depot, to their credit, promptly fired the person as soon as it was brought to their attention. But the attorney general, who needs to be breaking apart terror cells, is interested in taking legal action.
That's horrific. It's free speech, but you shouldn't be employed anywhere if you're going to say that. And employers, you have an obligation to get rid of people. You need to look at people who are saying horrible things. And they shouldn't be working with you. Businesses cannot discriminate. If you want to go in and print posters with Charlie's pictures on them for a vigil, you have to let them do that. We can prosecute you for that. I have Harmeet Dhillon right now in our civil rights unit looking at that immediately, that Office Depot had done that. We're looking at that.
We're going to start forcing businesses to do what we want? We rejected that when the communists did it, and I reject it now. Oh, I'm all for firing people, boycott them, bankrupt them. I don't need Attorney General Pam Bondi infiltrating Office Depot. I need her infiltrating Antifa. I need her to take apart the Central Intelligence Agency and the FBI combined. I don't need her worried about the office company selling staplers. What are we doing here? This is amateur hour crap, and there is too much at stake, and we cannot afford this. We cannot afford the attorney general, the 60-year-old blonde who's going on 25, attempting to get more likes on Fox News. I'm sorry, it's not good enough. I need the nastiest, meanest, most capable attorney in the United States of America. Bring me the prosecutor who has taken apart the most complicated evil networks in this country, confirm them through the Senate, plant them in the chair, and that's what we need. This is not good enough, and we don't have time. Amateur hour has to stop now. Now. I am so disgusted because I am afraid. I am afraid that we are not going to do what needs to be done now, and that that little communist pyramid is going to come fully to fruition. And it will if we don't do what needs to be done now. Now, we will discuss why we're stuck with Pam Bondi, and then we'll get to this Kash Patel hearing from today. Maybe Donald Trump can use ZipRecruiter. I don't know. What, Chris? I don't know if they do attorney general stuff. I would assume that's probably out of their purview, but I bet they would. I bet you they would have wonderful candidates in front of him day one, so he wouldn't have to worry about it. They do that for everyone else. They could use their powerful matching technology to get somebody who's not naive, who's not a child. They would get the best candidates in front of him, just like they do for employers across the United States of America. ZipRecruiter saves you time and saves you money. You don't have to sift through 1,000 resumes trying to find the non-dirt ball. They do it for you. They will match you with the best candidates, and 4 out of 5 employers find the best one the first day. You want to try it for free? See if I'm right? ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse lets you try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. Go. We'll discuss why we're stuck with her and the cash stuff next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.